It's the radio segment that can't type for a month because he tried to fist bump the Incredible Hulk at a promo event.
Ouch. Wow.
Didn't turn out so well for him.
Yikes.
That's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. Those other clam gurglers just don't.
This I love clams.
First Laser Story is out of England. 52-year-old Michael LeMallory had given up his favorite hobby for more than a decade, saying he just didn't have the time when his kids were little.
Yeah.
But now that they're teenagers, they don't want to hang out as much.
So
he was going to get back into it.
Okay. All right.
So I changed my life for you ungrateful kids, and now you're leaving me?
I don't know. You do you, Michael. What are you doing?
So he pulled up his tube socks, put on his best cargo shorts,
Okay, he's a dad.
And pulled out the old metal detector.
This is the most dad hobby ever.
That's the most dad sentence that's ever been uttered
on
this
show. He wasn't ready. Yeah. That's why the kids had to
about
train him.
15 minutes into his first search, he stumbled on an old gold penny that was buried about 10 centimeters down on some farmland.
It must be so annoying being his son, too, because everything they do, he's like, look what I found. Like, you get it, Dad.
That's a paperclip, Dad.
Yeah. but it could be worth silver or something.
He had no idea what it was, but thought it looked cool.
Yeah.
So he posted a picture of the coin on social media, and that's where it was spotted by some auctioneers in London.
Wait, what?
Turns out it wasn't just any coin. It was a Henry III gold penny from the year 1257.
What?
Oh, my God.
All of a sudden, you love Dad's hobby.
Yeah, I struck it rich.
Wouldn't you know it, it was worth almost $900,000.
Whoa! Why do I see him dancing in tube socks to this song?
A few weeks later, that was posted for sale.
Wow.
And the coin sold at auction for $872,000.
Way to go, Pops.
The auction company should have told him, like, look, that is not a valuable coin. You should just ship it to us for free. We'll pay the shipping.
Oh,
ship it here, and we'll just get rid of it.
Too late for that.
Yeah, it is.
Michael says he's splitting the money with the homeowner.
Oh, that's cool.
Aww. And his half will make sure that both his kids can go to any college they want.
Back to the kid. I would have taken away those ungrateful little.
That's why you're not a father yet.
That's how you know this story's out of England. Oh, you're going to spend your riches on education?
Yeah.
Good luck with that. This next laser story is out of Mississippi.
That's going to be a big
big jump.
Big turn.
Same story, except this one, they're like, we're going to Applebee's.
A county jail got a fax this month that said one of its inmates was up for release.
Okay.
That's how they normally do this. So the fax itself wasn't weird.
Okay.
But they did notice a few irregularities with the request. First of all, the word jail was spelled J-A-L-E.
Okay.
That's not accurate.
I mean, but still. Okay.
The second issue was that the request specifically said, quote, when he's released, make sure you give him a lot of money so he can blow off some steam and have fun.
Okay, now this is not sounding like...
You still think it's legit?
I think a lawyer wrote that up. Yeah. That's clause 4.
So officials called the courthouse that it came from just to make sure it was legit.
Oh, they actually called.
And the people at the courthouse didn't know what they were talking about.
Yeah.
So the cops did some digging and they realized who did. They figured out that the number the fax actually came from was the inmate's girlfriend's house.
Oh. She tried.
Yeah, I'm shocked it didn't make it through, to be honest.
Like, she wanted to just send a text, but she didn't know how.
And after that, officials arrested her, and she confessed to sending the fake fax to get her boyfriend out of jail. She's also facing fraud charges, plus they found drug paraphernalia on her, too.
So who's going to send a fax for her?
In the end, officials said it was a pretty dumb idea to try it because she's also going to wind up serving time. But how crazy is it that jails still use technology this old? It's amazing. This next laser story is out of the United Kingdom. A 15-year-old boy was in his school locker room getting ready for PE when one of his buddies dared him to empty 2 cans of deodorant spray straight onto his chest.
I have a feeling that bad stuff is about to go down.
Yo, that stuff is pungent.
I'm just glad I was never a teenage boy.
Yeah, for real.
It sounds so dumb.
I wore chocolate body spray.
Chocolate.
I smelled like chocolate ladies when I was a junior in high school.
Oh, no.
You better watch out. Google it.
Normal Axe is strong enough. You don't need that.
Oh, no. Once Papa Bear found chocolate, I was ready.
So, what did he do? Well, he's 15, so of course he did it.
Yeah.
And after it happened, he said it just felt cold at first. And then it started to burn.
Ooh, that's not good.
Not a good
Yeah. He was just there waiting for it to finish when the unthinkable happened.
What?
His buddy, who was spraying the deodorant, flicked both of his nipples, and the nipples just fell off.
Oh, my God!
Hurts.
It's like an urban legend come to life.
I just grabbed my own boob.
Yeah.
Oh, not the nips.
Right onto the floor.
No, nipples?
Oh, no, not the sound.
So, did he gather up his nipples and rush to the ER?
Yeah. Leave the nipples on the floor.
Check the lost and found. Are my nipples in here? No, he just went about his day as if nothing weird happened.
What? Bro, you look like a Ken doll now. You need to, like,
Whose
help
kid
yourself.
Is this?
At one point, he said he was sitting in German class, and people are like, hey, your shirt is bleeding.
Oh my gosh. That sounds awful.
I can think of one kid from my class that would have been this kid.
Oh my goodness.
You hooked up with him, huh? It's all right. His teacher stopped the class and sent him to the nurse's office, but it was too late to save his nipples.
Oh, that is so weird. Yep. Yeah.
I mean, in defense, like, guys don't really need nipples.
That was pretty much his reaction. The 15-year-old was like, nah, it's fine.
Yeah, what? I'm not going to be breastfeeding anything.
Yeah, I mean, they are useless. They're a real useless body part on men, but
they really are. Oh.
This next laser story is out of Inhale the Future, Exhale the Past.
Nice. I'm good at inhaling, dude.
The New York Times did a story on a metaverse wedding in the U.S. last month.
Oh, I saw that.
It was a virtual ceremony with avatars held in a chapel that floated in the sky.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
Yo, weddings are about to be next level in the metaverse.
Oh, yeah. That sounds kind of boring to me.
Now a couple in India is going to do one. And obviously, COVID made it harder to get together. So that's one reason that this is happening.
Oh, that's going to help.
I can see that. Or if you have family all over the world.
Plus, it's a whole lot cheaper.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to get a hotel, you don't have to fly.
That is until the wedding industry gets a hold of it. I mean, they're just not in the metaverse yet.
Now we're spending metaverse plane tickets and hotels.
Exactly.
And the couple's inviting 2,000 people to their reception.
Dang! This is like one of those Facebook invites. Everyone's like, ignore.
They're big Harry Potter fans, so they had a whole Hogwarts-style world built just for it.
That sounds amazing.
You don't get the cake. You don't get the food.
I know, but you can be at Hogwarts.
And it's costing them just over $2,000.
It still costs $2,000 to do it virtually?
$1 per guest.
Damn, Daniel.
Okay. I would chip in a buck per guest to help them pay for their Harry Potter.
Sure, you want to go? You think you can get on this invite?
Let's do it.
And plus, here's something crazy that you can't do with a normal wedding. They say an avatar of the bride's father is going to be there, even though he died last year.
That's the sweetest thing ever.
Yeah, until the avatar father stands up and protests when he comes to say I do.
You know,
true.
Can't control those avatar fathers.
He's like, what kind of made up universe is that? What the heck? I was asleep.
So dad still doesn't know how to get in. Am I pushing the right button?
So what do others think about it? One person commented saying, if this means I can start attending formal events in my underwear, I think I'm okay with it.
I mean, I'm kind of about it, too.
But if I'm being serious, who even needs underwear, right?
Wait, in general?
Because that sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. Just going to let him finish up there.
Okay.
So that means Laser Stories came to an end. Let's do it again the same time on Friday.